This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on Linda Rodriguez. Patient's last name Rodriguez, first name Linda, date of birth 9-1-61, age 61 years old, date of visit 1-9-23. This is a 61-year-old pleasant woman here for a follow-up from hospitalization and requesting treatment for her pain from her shingles period. History of pressing illness. Patient says that she was admitted to the hospital with chest pain. Workup was negative though, period. During the hospitalization, she was having a lot of pain in her left abdominal wall area. And diagnosis at that time was postherpetic neuralgia, period. The hospitalist had stopped her diclofenac and tried her on gabapentin 100 mg twice a day, which helped, period. Patient says that when she was discharged and prescription was sent to the pharmacy, the pharmacy has lost it and she was unable to get a refill, period. Patient called Dr. Davis' office and she was asked to come in for a visit, period. Past medical history, patient has history of psoriatic arthritis, type 2 diabetes under control, hypertension, obesity, sleep apnea, and gout, period. On exam, patient is obese, weight was 266 pounds, blood pressure 120 over 80, pulse 92 per minute, pulse ox 98%, temperature 96.8, BMI is 52. Patient is on multiple medications. Medications were reconciled. She is off the diclofenac, but she is... And she says she is in pain. On exam, patient is obese. Head normocephalic, ENT exam with the normal limits. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, thoracolumbar. Lungs are clear. Heart S1, S2 heard with regular sensation. Abdomen is obese, soft, not really tender. She says the pain is on the inside. Extremities. Plaque lesions seen on both the anterior lower legs. Assessment, postherpetic neuralgia. So next is psoriatic arthritis. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is controlled. Next, OSA. Next, hypertension. Next, gout. Next, obesity. Plan. I did give her a prescription for gabapentin, 100 mg dispense 90, 1 POBID. For 2 weeks, and then she may increase it to TID if needed, period. She will continue all her other medications. Her diabetes is under very good control. Random blood sugar, it was a 30-minute postprandial blood sugar, which was 97 milligram percent. I did ask patient to return to the office in 1 month for follow-up on the postherpetic neuralgia and adjustment of her gabapentin dose.